There's a lot of stuff that's happening in Richmond. And if you have been following Kim Gray, you know, she's the Richmond City Councilwoman who represents the area that has been pretty hard hit. I don't know if it's the hardest hit area of Richmond with the violence and the protests of the last several months. But she's also running for mayor against the incumbent mayor, LeVar Stoney. And Kim Gray is with us this morning. I appreciate you coming on. I took note that you had been bold enough to send a letter to Colette McEachin asking her to investigate the details into how the company that removed the statues on Monument Avenue was contracted. And that's a $1.8 million contract, which seems kind of extraordinary to me just based on the number. But the fact that this person who runs the company that was created 14 days before the statues were removed is a political ally of Mayor Stoney. I mean, that has the potential to be a real problem for him.
And I agree. Thank you for having me on,
John. Of course, yeah.
I think that there are many levels of issues with this contract and how it was procured. And there were rules that are in place to protect taxpayer dollars that were ignored. And, you know, I was at City Hall yesterday. I got on the elevator with an employee who was expressing frustration because a purchase he wanted to make just went a little bit over $5,000. So then, which prompted a lot of paperwork and process through procurement, and he thought it was going to be held up for an extended period of time. And that's a $5,000 purchase that this city employee had to go through multiple layers of red tape. And our mayor can hand a $1.8 million contract out to a political friend and ally and think that nobody's going to question it. And I think that there's some issues just in the idea that he doesn't feel like anyone should be asking questions. This is not his money. And we have a right to know how taxpayer dollars are being spent. I pay taxes. We all do. We're paying into this pot. There's an expectation of transparency and accountability with respect to public dollars.
Yeah, well, you're the only person who seems to be bold enough to actually ask those questions. And I think whether it was a Republican in that office, a Democrat in that office, someone I liked or didn't like, that's a legitimate question to ask, especially with that dollar amount being handed out. What did you think of the mayor yesterday when he attempted to distance himself from this, saying, oh, I don't have procurement issues? I mean, either you're in charge or you're not, right?
Well, and then the paperwork and the FOIA requests that I've seen reporters put out there, they were directed to the mayor, and he was listed as a primary contact for the contract that was issued. When the Freedom of Information Act request went to the City of Richmond's procurement office, they said, we have no information on this contract within our office. And it had LeVar Stoney and Lenora Reed as the secondary contact. But LeVar Stoney was the primary contact on this contract. So for him to say he had no involvement is not believable to me. I think this is a fleecing. I'm hearing from minority contractors who would have liked the opportunity. They feel like it gives them a bad image with respect to procurement and being able to obtain contracts with the city. This is a fleecing by all indications. The removal of those statues should not have cost more than very generously $300,000, but let's just say $500,000, and that's an extreme amount compared to what I've been sent in estimates on what cranes cost and paying for hotels and the employees. How much of a profit does this shell corporation get off of this contract? And this shell corporation, I could not find any information about them having a license as a contractor within the Commonwealth.
Yeah, it seems like it was all thrown together in a very planned way to work with the governor to get the state of emergency so that the mayor would have some sort of fig leaf so that he could claim he wouldn't have to go through the normal process. And, you know, maybe you could get away with that if it was a small amount of money. But in a city like Richmond, which is having financial challenges, $1.8 million, I mean, I don't care where you are. That's just outrageous.
$1.8 million is 5,100 computers for students who don't have them.
Right. Well, what happens next with, you know, I mean, this is the practical stuff, whether you were running for mayor or not, this needs to be examined. But tell me about your campaign and where things stand at the moment. We're getting closer and closer to November. How are you feeling about things?
I feel very positive. I think people are fed up. They want a mayor who's committed to the city of Richmond and isn't looking to run for the next office as soon as they're sworn in. They want a mayor who actually has lived, worked, and owned a home and raised a family in the city and isn't looking to the next steps and next levels of elected office. So I think that the honesty and commitment and integrity that is represented by me and my campaign is resonating with the voters.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too, but we'll see how it plays out. I appreciate the fact that you are being a responsible member of the council and trying to hold the mayor accountable. And, you know, if he has an explanation for what he's done, let him share it, and then we can all make a judgment of whether we believe him or not. But the questions have to be asked, and you're the one who's bold enough to do it.
Yes, I'd like to see the subcontracts. What is the difference between what the LLC, NAH, LLC made and what they paid these subcontractors? Because if there's a huge difference in that, then we have been taken advantage of as citizens.
Yeah, and that money's been siphoned off to somebody else. Really interesting. Uh-huh. Well, please stay in touch and let me know what you're hearing. And I thank you for coming on. Kim Gray, the Richmond City Councilwoman, who is also running for mayor of Richmond this November. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.